White Rock has marked yet another International Overdose Awareness Day since the public health emergency was declared in 2016, making for a somber evening for all who participated. With speeches, a march and opportunity to socialize, reflect and learn, the annual event was held to honor those who have died from toxic drugs in BC and push for policy change to combat the crisis. People who use substances are considered dispensable by many in our society, Speaker Andrew McLeod said at the event on Wednesday night, August 28. I view this crisis as a social genocide unleashed on those people. Toxic drug poisoning is the leading cause of preventable death in British Columbia for people aged 10 to 59. Coming from lived experience, McLeod, who is also part of the White Rock South Surrey Community Action Team, CAT, that organized the event, shared his perspective on the toxic drug crisis with the crowd, emphasizing his desire to see greater access to safer supply products across the province. McLeod himself has survived multiple overdoses due to the use of the Lifeguard app, which was designed for people who use drugs alone to connect to paramedics in case of an overdose. I've never gotten high from a safe supply of opioids. It eliminates cravings and helps me avoid death. Safe supply is simply one tool society can use to save lives and supplant deadly illicit fentanyl, he said. After individuals took to the mic to speak on the crisis and the importance of International Overdose Awareness Day, IOAD, all those in attendance participated in a march along the waterfront. The toxic drug crisis has claimed the lives of 1,365 people so far this year, with Surrey the municipality reporting the second highest number of overdoses in BC, after Vancouver. Surrey also held a IOAD event at Holland Park on the following Thursday, August 29, by the Surrey Union of Drug Users Advocacy Group, drawing a crowd of more than 100 people, with files from Lauren Collins and Anna Burns.